On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello. Good afternoon. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon. You can always stream it live at ksro.com or go to 103.5 AM, 103.5 FM, right? And that's important. People should realize that that FM is, we are the only FM talk radio.
Yeah, right? It's pretty nice. And actually, we're on a couple of different FM signals. You can also get us at 94.5 as well.
I like to tell people that because not everyone has an AM radio in their office.
Right. Yes.
And I think it requires a special antenna even.
Does it?
I think it does.
I take for granted because I'm always listening to KSRO. So.
Best bet. Stream it. Just stream it.
There you go. KSRO.com.
Yeah, and well, I like to point out all the different ways to listen to us because our show's 30 minutes, and sometimes you can't catch it. So you can always go back to ksro.com, click on Ask the Expert series, where you'll find a summary of all the shows. Well, not all the shows, but several of our recent shows. Michelle does a great job of paraphrasing and summarizing what we talk about. And, you know, we kind of get into the weeds sometimes about real estate and lending, and there's some things you might want to go back and go, oh, what are we talking about that one time?
Yep.
So anyways, how you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing well.
Yes, you had your natural air conditioning today on your day into work?
Yes.
The Vespa?
Although, on these days when we have such hot weather, it is really not that cold in the morning, so.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how we have such varying degrees, though, of temperature. Like, Friday is going to be in the 70s.
Right.
Crazy.
Right. Or in one day, it can go from, you know, it's like 54 in the morning, and then by the time I am done, you know, with the morning show, it is 72.
Yeah.
And then it'll be 101 later today.
My understanding is the Pinot likes that, the Pinot grapes. I don't know. That's what
ripening.
I hear.
Okay.
That's what
like
I hear.
That.
I don't
That's
know. Ask a winemaker. Throw a stone. You'll find one. any direction. Throw a grape. Any direction. You will find a winemaker in Sonoma County. So this show, of course, has a slant towards mortgage lending because that's what I do as my main profession. When I'm not on the radio, I'm usually talking to clients. Clients and working with realtors to help them get approvals for home loans. And in fact, I have a great team that I'm always working with, and I'm adding to my team right now. So if anyone has at least 2 years of experience in mortgage lending, real estate, banking, and you want to work with the best mortgage lending team in Sonoma County, you can give me a call for a confidential interview at 707-583-8101, 707-583-8101, and we can have a conversation. I am looking for someone to help me on my team with our client, setting up new loans, with you know, finding the right products for our clients, all kinds of great stuff we do with our clients. Mortgage rate update, just quoted out a jumbo 30-year fix for someone who had an 800 FICO score with 25% down. Jumbo, that's over 704,950 in Sonoma County. That rate was 3.625.
Whoa.
Yeah, people think, oh, rates went back up. Well, they do, but they go back down. They're like, you know, it's like a sine wave. Rates are like always up. They're always down. They're always up. They're always down. So we will customize a rate for you when we pre-approve you, give you a great comparison to look at between what's 20% down versus 25% down. People are often shocked. They're like, well, I put 5% down, my rate's better. Why is that? I'm not putting a low amount down. 20% is a lot. Well, I'll tell you about that. There's a lot involved with pricing out interest rates. And later in the show, we're going to talk about how to pick a lender. So stay tuned for that. Now, I've got a great guest. I always enjoy having him on the radio with us. He's Paul Heck. He's with RE/MAX Gold in Santa Rosa. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Great, George. Hey, we're getting ready for some big doings out here at the air show.
Yeah, so Paul, of course, gives us the annual call about the air show. I love taking my family there. We'll be out there this Sunday. And Paul, tell us, what is Wings Over Wine Country have in store for us this year?
Well, this year we've got a great lineup. We've got the Canadian Snowbirds, and anybody who's seen these guys know that they are an absolute majestic flight demonstration team, and these guys come all the way down from Canada. They make their West Coast, they were just in Reno, and they're going to be here, and they are headlining our air show. And the other group that's really, really a co-headliner are the A10 Warthogs.
Well, so you've got the Canadian Snowbirds, eh? They're coming down? Sorry, I had to figure out a way to throw that in. So Canadians are like the nicest people, but I bet these pilots are pretty badass. So they're flying jets, I imagine?
They're flying the A-10 Warthog is a ground attack airplane. And, George, these guys get paid for breaking stuff, okay? That's what they do, okay?
Let me just confirm, folks. The Snowbirds don't get paid for breaking stuff. No. They're going to be doing flying in formation. Now, the A-10 Warthogs, they get paid to break stuff and worse. Okay, so let's keep talking about the Warthogs.
Yeah. Well, no, the Warthogs, they have a jet aircraft that is designed for ground attack, and they don't let them come out too often because they have to be on their best behavior. They're going to be here, and this may be the last air show we're able to have. And so if you've got anybody interested in seeing the air show, this may be the last one. The airport is just getting too busy.
Yeah, and I do want to talk with you about that. We will in just a sec. So tell me more about the event. When does it start, and what can people expect to see? On Friday, there's a special event, and then the doors officially open Saturday, right?
Correct, yeah. So we have a performance reception Friday night at 5 o'clock, and we've opened that up to the public. They can go on the website and buy tickets and meet these snowbirds, and maybe they could meet the A-10 Warthog guys. They probably will be there, too.
Okay.
But that's Friday night. The air show starts Saturday and Sunday at 10 o'clock to 4, and we're going to have aircraft landing starting actually tomorrow, George. We're going to bring in the Snowbirds and the A-10 fly in tomorrow.
So, you know, it's always fun to start seeing the older planes come flying in. So I imagine we have some other great aircraft, some World War II aircraft and Korean War aircraft. And what are we expecting to see special this year as well?
We're going to have the Mustang Corral. I think we've got six Mustangs coming in. We've got some other warbirds coming in. We're going to have the Pacific Coast Air Museum is going to be flying their own C-1, which is a twin-engine carrier-based airplane that we fly. And that's a big airplane to be putting on a carrier. The air show will be allowing that airplane to fly, and that's the museum's own airplane. And we're going to have the parachute jumping team from the Air Force. The Blues are going to be coming in. It's a pretty good lineup. I don't have the whole lineup at this point, but it's an action-packed thing. In between all that, you never know what's going to fly in, George.
Yeah, that's great. And so how do people get tickets? They go online? Is that the best place?
They can go online and buy tickets. They can go to Costco and buy tickets, or they can come to the museum gift shop and buy tickets.
Or in about 3 minutes, they can call KSRO because we're going to give out some tickets, aren't we, Michelle?
That would be super fun. Yes, we will have
some tickets. So stay tuned for that. Yep, stay tuned for that in just a couple of minutes. We will put out the announcement of when people can call because the air show is such a great event. I love supporting it. We go every year. I've been going for years and years and years. Now, Paul, tell me a little bit more about what some of this talk is about the potential for not having it in the future and really how that relates to all this air traffic that we're seeing. I'm starting to see more and more on the social media pages and around Sonoma County, and I live in Windsor, and that all this air traffic is causing a lot of noise and disturbance. Tell me your overall experiences and thoughts with this.
Well, being a pilot here for 40 years since high school, the airport's changed a lot now, and we have not only business jets coming in, we have the commercial jets, we have the firefighters, the Bore 8 bombers. Then we have the general aviation pilots like me, and we have the helicopter pilots. Plus, this Saturday, I'm going to be flying in the RE/MAX balloon, so we've got balloon pilots out here, and they all got to share the airspace, and it's getting darn crowded.
So you're telling me it's hard to pull off an air show on a Saturday and Sunday with all that air traffic, isn't it?
It is. We're going to have to work the air show around some of the scheduled airlines. Besides flying the warbirds and all the other acts or whatever, we're going to have to accommodate the air schedule. And then if there's a fire incident, we will stop the air show and the firefighters will take the active runway and they will launch them.
Now,
the meantime, we never know, there could be another balloon up there, some other things that you know, might be up in the air. So we have to work around everybody. Mm-hmm.
So as a real estate professional, you've been doing this for decades now, Paul. The neighborhoods around Windsor have expressed frustration and concerns, West County residents as well, some of them, about all the air traffic. And there's been discussion that the pilots aren't following all the, the air restrictions. And you could probably tell me what they're actually called. So what are your thoughts and how it impacts our community?
Actually, the airport has done a pretty good job of rerouting the traffic. They used to go to the east side a lot more over Windsor and Larkfield, and now that what they're doing is they're bringing in the traffic over the more rural area to the west. And so what we've got is a lot quieter airplanes coming in. You may have noticed that Alaska Airlines switched to all jets now. We don't have the Dash 8 propeller airplanes, which were noisier. They have the quieter jets, and they're bringing them in over Sebastopol and Forestville, and they're staying at a higher altitude, throttled back. Everybody's trying to be a good neighbor, George, and the issue is we've got more traffic, and we're trying to work with it.
That's great. Okay, well, Paul Heck is with RE/MAX. How do people get a hold of you if they want to talk real estate or flying or anything else, Paul?
Well, I'm at the RE/MAX Gold office on College Avenue. We're on the third floor, and they can come visit me there, or they can just give me a call at the RE/MAX Gold cell phone, 707-479-4479. And, you know, it's funny, I'm available by phone, but if people want to sit down and talk, I'm always glad to do some long-term planning. I know you're glad to see that, too, as a lender, George. You don't like people to walk in at the last minute and say, I got a problem.
Yeah.
I don't. It's amazing how that happens. Hey, okay. Well, Paul, as promised to our listeners, you've donated a couple pairs of tickets here. Michelle, give our listeners the instructions.
All right. So we will give those to the third and fifth callers at 636-1350, 636-1350. You will get a pair of tickets to go to Wings Over Wine Country, which is this weekend at the Sonoma Charles M. Schultz Airport. It's going to be great.
Fantastic. Paul Heck, thank you so much for calling in today. All right, folks, call 636-1350. Get those tickets. We're going to commercial break. We're going to give out some tickets, and we'll be back talking about how to pick the right lender. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. In fact, we're closing purchase loans in as fast as 10 days on many of the programs we offer. The best part is our pre-approved buyers don't need a loan contingency in making their offer. That makes buyers look as good as cash. If you're applying for a home loan at your bank, ask them if they can close in 10 days with no loan contingency. I promise they can't. When you're buying a home, speed to close and a true loan approval are necessary to win the offer. How do we do it? Cross Country is a direct lender with amazing technology, experience, and a local presence. Our process is proven to help buyers win in this competitive housing market. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Here's something good for your soul Sunday mornings with the Center for Spiritual Living. Tune in at 8:30 and hear a half-hour message of practical spirituality from Edward Viljoen. You'll hear spiritual practices translated into inspirational ideas for everyday living. Spiritual Living with Edward Viljoen, Sunday mornings at 8:30. Think of it as spirituality for people who don't like church. That's Spiritual Living with Edward Viljoen, brought to you every Sunday morning at 8:30 on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
At CDW, we get when there's something going around the office. It's smart to work away from the office. Gesundheit. That's why you should have CDW orchestrate a mobility solution using the Lenovo ThinkPad 480 with Intel 8th Generation Core Processor. It'll keep you productive everywhere, even out of the office. Does anyone have hand sanitizer? IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/LenovoClient.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
And thanks for joining us today. I'm George Adair here. We do the show every Wednesday at noon. Thank you for joining us. We do it live, but you can always find the pre-recorded shows at KSRO.com. I think we gave the tickets away.
We did. Congratulations to our winners.
Yes, the phones are ringing off the hook. So thank you very much for tuning in to listen. And thank you again to Paul Heck and all he does. All his work with the Sonoma County Pacific Air Museum is volunteer.
Yeah, it's an amazing experience, too. You should go and check it out. If you can't go this weekend, go and see the museum.
Yeah, it's right there at the airport. Yep. And it's a great experience. Bring the family out and bring sunscreen. It's always really sunny out there on the old tarmac. Hey, so again, I want to mention to folks that I am hiring. So if you are in the lending, banking, or real estate industry and you want to join our team, I'm looking for someone who's got 2+ years experience and wants to work with me and my team to help cater to our clients' needs and find the right programs and do all the important work we do to help people find, you know, the right program to get into the right home or refinance. So call us at 707-583-8101, 583-8101. Or you can always go to our Facebook page and inquire there as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity for someone here that wants to work for a great company with a great team. Hey, you know, Michelle, I wanted to talk here about the decision-making process that people go through to choose their lender. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's so many different ways to start that process. And often it will start with an online ad, or it'll start with someone's brick-and-mortar bank. And they'll see, you know, the whiteboard with the current rates available today, and they'll go to the teller, and the teller will say, you can speak to our mortgage specialist. And that's not a bad way to go. I think it's best to always work with a local lender. So if you have a credit union relationship, you have a banking relationship, great idea to go and get some information from your bank. But unfortunately, they're not going to be as thorough as a lot of our first-time homebuyers need, investors, folks that have complicated credit situations.
Right.
They're just not going to fit you in the right box. And banks and credit unions, you know, their focus is on members. And of course, they provide lots of different programs, right? They cross-sell you into savings and checking accounts, auto loans, CDs.
Oh, for sure.
The credit cards. They're catering to multiple banking needs. Well, then there's mortgage bankers and mortgage brokers. And I work as a mortgage banker, and you know, we don't have all that other stuff. All we do is specialize in helping people identify their needs, find them the right loan program, and help them successfully purchase real estate or refinance. Mm-hmm. We use that expertise differently than the banks do. Now, what's interesting is we have banking relationships as well. So when I make your loan, when I close your loan, I'm actually generally underwriting to the guidelines of a secondary bank.
Okay.
So it's Wells Fargo or AIG or TIA or Bank of America or Chase, or, you know, it could be dozens of banks that you've heard of on the retail street or that you've never heard of and they're only in the secondary street, and then they service the loan. When we go through the process, we have more programs available as a mortgage banker than your bank or credit union does. Right. There's not a bank or credit union in this town that has access to more programs than we do at Cross Country Mortgage because they have a more finite box. Mm-hmm. And so when we're looking at, as a consumer, where do I want to go to pick my mortgage lender? The knee-jerk reaction to go to your bank or credit union is not going to be the best answer for most people. It will be for some people, and they're very comfortable having that banking relationship. But I think we learned from the meltdown in 2008 and 2009 that our bank doesn't necessarily love us as much as we love them.
Right. And we also have heard many stories about some of the bigger banks who have not been behaving very well.
Yes. And that continues.
All right.
So I represent my client interests different than the banks and credit unions do. Mm-hmm. And we will work together to find that. So comparing and contrasting starts with, do you want to work with a big brick and mortar bank or credit union, or do you want to work with a mortgage lender that specializes in catering to the borrower's needs? Mm-hmm. That's what we do. I know that most mortgage loan officers that work at a bank or credit union, they just don't have the training or the experience to offer the same sort of service that your local mortgage banker, like us and my team at Cross Country Mortgage that we have.
Well, it kind of makes sense, though, because, as you mentioned, they have to do everything else as well. They have to open up your checking account. They have to help you with your auto loan. So there's no way that they would have the kind of experience of someone who exclusively works on loans.
Yeah, I think a testament to what you've just described is the aid is great philosophy, and that is what Wells Fargo was preaching. Yep. Mm-hmm. They were preaching it company-wide for years that they wanted to have 8 accounts in relation with their member relationships, their bank relationships. They wanted 8 accounts of all types of varieties. And when you realize that, you realize that's cross-selling, mm-hmm. right? And look, businesses have to operate on a profit. I don't have any problem with that. But there was a lot of shenanigans going on there too, and I was a victim of that. Yeah, I ended up getting a check for like $2 because of a class action lawsuit that I didn't even know I was part of, related to an auto insurance policy I never actually paid for on my auto loan with Wells Fargo. So, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, that the banks have bad intent. I don't think that's the case. They just have a profit motive that's different. My intent as a mortgage lender is to put you in the right mortgage product. And we'll do so at rates that are just as good, and often they're better than what your bank or credit union can get you. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the third type of lending lender out there, the internet lender. The internet lender falls into the category of self-lending. I've talked about that before.
Right.
So do-it-yourself lending is dangerous because you don't know everything that we know as a professional in considering the process and your options as a consumer. Now, there's people right now going, oh, come on, I've used Quicken Loans and they're fantastic. Sure, they are fantastic for some people that have a great situation and they're easy to borrow.
Right, and that you have no complications and the property that you want is great. And
yeah, you're a W-2 employee with 20% down and yada, yada, yada. And yes, there's always going to be great stories. In fact, they're a good lender. They're the nation's largest lender. But if you're talking about trust family issues, you're a renter wanting to buy your landlord's property. If you've inherited property and you're trying to figure out how to buy out your siblings. If you're someone who has a bankruptcy, foreclosure, or short sale in the last 7 years, these are all things that I specialize in, mm-hmm. in helping people navigate through. Right. And it doesn't cost you any more.
Right.
That's the thing people don't realize. They think internet equals low cost. Yeah, internet equals low cost to a certain extent, but what's the opportunity cost? That's a business term that not everyone's familiar with, mm-hmm. but it's basically defined as choosing to do something has a cost over other decisions you could make, right? So you could choose to work with an online internet digital-only lender at the cost of not getting the best advice,
right?
Or at the cost of not being able to drop by your paperwork locally to your bank, credit union, or mortgage banker like Cross Country Mortgage. So the third type of lending out there is that internet lender, and there's a place for them. There is. There's a place in them in this world for people that are cookie cutter, clean cut, credit-wise, income-wise, asset-wise.
Right, right.
You're going to do okay, especially if you're experienced.
Right, but there's also things that you can get from a banker like yourself.
Yes.
Mortgage banker, that are some of those attractive things that you want from an internet lender, like being able to sign digitally or you know, have some of those conveniences that you can get from an internet lender, you can still get from you.
You got it. You've got it. You nailed it on the head. I offer all the same technology that any of those internet lenders offer.
Yeah.
We're all basically working with the same technology platform. We have a high level of internet security. I talked to a client today who I said, hey, I'm available to you if you want to come in and meet with me, or we can do everything by phone and email. It's really up to you. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how much people value that. So you get a level of experience and advice by coming in that you're not going to get by just clicking.
Right.
And look, tax returns, sometimes you only have a printed copy. And so you got to go to Kinko's to get a scanner. Right. And then there's also the folks that are new at this. And they just don't know what questions to ask.
Right.
You can't ask the FAQ page questions, you know, off the cuff, ad hoc questions, because FAQ pages on the internet, they're pre-scripted.
Right.
Right?
They're for the basic questions, not the complicated ones.
And they're intended to kind of lead you down a little bit of this way and that way. Yep. Right? So just keep that in mind, folks. Now, program availability, we've talked about. Locale, we've talked about. Technology, we've talked about. Here's the other one. Speed to approve.
Mm.
So the internet lenders, they sell this idea of ease and quick, fast. I mean, Quicken Loans uses the word
quick,
right? Right. Which was originally accounting software, right? And they rolled this into a whole nother vertical for them. So speed to close is really attractive in Sonoma County real estate transactions because there's a lot of cash. There's a lot of Peninsula money coming up. There's a lot of East Bay money coming up. There's a lot of overseas money coming in. And the sellers are going, hey, I can just sell my house to somebody with all cash and not worry about their loan, not worry about them not being able to close. So speed to close is a big factor. How fast can the buyer perform in a competitive bidding environment? Well, at Cross Country Mortgage, we're closing our we have people closing in 10 days.
10 days?
Yes, it's verifiably a fact. I can close you in 10 days. Well, if you've done what I've prescribed up to that point. Right. So we've pre-approved you and we fully approve you with underwriting. You've satisfied all your conditions. Now, all I need you to do is find me a property that you can get insurance on, title insurance, and we'll appraise. You're not going to get that with your internet lender. They can't do it.
Right.
They're not going to do it. So that's one of the other huge benefits in the consideration of who's the best lender to work with. How quick can they close? Do they have the great technology? What's their locale? Do they have a great reputation? Hey, Google us, George Adair at Cross Country Mortgage. You're going to find lots of great reviews about our company and about us and my team. Can't say that about everybody.
Nope.
So, hey, folks, thanks for joining us today. We do the show every Wednesday. And remember, if you have any questions about what to qualify for your own refinance or your purchase, call 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100 or visit georgeadair.com. All right, folks, that's it. I'm getting the hook. We'll see you next week.